Great.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Cafe Esoterica Radio. This is your hostess, Sean Margaret Cohen, and I'm back with my new podcast all about healing the heart called The Shape of My Heart. I want to explore the subject of unresolved emotions, like fear, heartbreak, abandonment, childhood wounds, grief, and loss, and all issues in between, and share my techniques, which I've used over many decades with my own clients as well as myself, to heal these issues which block healthy relationships and love. So pull up a cozy chair as the autumn leaves fall and the winter winds begin to whip. Why not pour yourself a nice cup of herbal tea or a cappuccino or a mulled wine and listen to stories which inspire with techniques from my own life's experiences as well as your own, because I invite you to call in and share your heartbreak, and let's heal it together. Taking you deep within the heart of the matter every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. UK time, 2 to 3 p.m. BST, and 11 a.m. to 12 noon BST, and worldwide, you can share your stories of love, heartbreak, and loss too in our chat room. And we go live on blogtalkradio.com. And do email the show and tell me your story. If you'd like me to talk about it on air, that would be fine. The Shape of My Heart by Sean M. Cohen at gmail.com. You can also call into the show on the last half hour. I will open the phone line. So let's get you healed. Welcome to my new heartfelt podcast. I am so excited to come back and so pleased to have you come back with me to The Shape of My Heart. How's the shape of your heart? Let's find out together and heal, shall we? Okay, folks, here I am at last. I am on broadcasting to you live at blogtalkradio.com/Cafe Esoterica Radio. I'm also on my YouTube channel. So if you want to watch me broadcast, here I am live and in color. And all you do is go to youtube.com/Cafe Esoterica Radio. And you can write in the chat room in both places. So I'll just say hi quickly to everyone. Hi, everyone. And please do, come on in. I also am doing a live broadcast, which is very dark for some reason. I can't seem to get the lighting right. That's too bright. But you'll have to bear with me. It's the first one. And on my live Instagram. And I never use Instagram, but I thought I'd give it a shot, just a shot. It's saying, we're telling your followers that you've started a live video. Well, that's very nice of them. Hello, welcome. Come on in. Okay, so here's the scoop. Here's the 411. I took about a year off doing broadcasting, okay? And the reason I took a year off is because, as some of you may well know, that I actually have been broadcasting for 3 years. blogtalkradio.com/Cafe Esoterica Radio holds all of our archives. I've had 3 years of shows. And what was the theme of the show, if you didn't know? It was mind, body, spirit. So we had guests from, and I chose them and I embedded them and I booked them, what I would say most enlightened guests. Hello, someone's in my chat room on YouTube, and it looks like Virginia. Hi, Virginia. First time on. Well, it's from my
first time broadcasting, so we'll be two first timers together. First time broadcasting in a year, right? And so going back to what I'm saying, I, you know, we've all been in lockdown. We've all been in, you know, a terrible time, and it is a really crappy time. But, you know, during this last year, this happens to a lot of people. It's not just me. You know, as I get older, I begin to reflect more and more on my life. And one day I was 18, and then I was 25, and then next thing you know, I'm 60. And then I'm 64, which is what I am now. And I had a very interesting 2019 and bits of 2001. And what it came to a head when I actually had what was almost expected as a heart attack. Okay. I was in the hospital, I'm going through tests, I had to stay in overnight. And it was quite scary, as you can imagine. But what was even more scary, what was even more horrible, was that the people that I loved the most were actually very mean to me. And it really made me shocked that people could be personally brutal, is the word I use. And I always thought that I was a loving person, you know, that I was a kind person, that I had a good heart. And since I've been a teacher, a spiritual teacher and a counselor for nearly 40 years now. I mean, I started in 83, 37, going on 38. But I was 10 years as a waitress and a bartender. And if you're not listening to people's problems when you're a bartender, I don't know what you're doing other than making drinks. So I've been really listening to people's problems since I was a child. My mother used to tell me her problems. And as inappropriate as that is, it taught me to be a good listener, and B, that I really felt sorry and I for people and I wanted to help. Now, I had plenty of my own problems growing up, and I will be honest and discuss them here for this show, for these next 12 weeks. I'm going to do 12 shows. And each show is going to be about heartbreak, and what blocks relationships for being healthy, for being emotionally balanced. And 9 times out of 10, which is tonight's show, it will be for the Shape of My Heart premiere show, it will be childhood wounds. Childhood wounds are responsible for 90% of the ills in this world. And that's shocking. I know. I just said something that people will say, oh my God, that can't be true. How can that be true? But it is true. You know, it is true. Ask any therapist. Ask any psychotherapist. When we aren't loved properly as children, or we're not taken care of or seen as who we really are, all hell breaks loose in our adult life. And that's the thing I really want to discuss tonight. So we're going to go with that. Let me just check all the knobs and dials here on Blog Talk Radio, because you never know. Now, if you're calling up, because I had a caller, they left. I don't know why. But if you're calling into the show, which you are very welcome to do, and chat in the chat room, whether it's on blogtalkradio.com / Cafe Esoterica Radio, or the live streaming I'm doing on YouTube, go to YouTube / Cafe Esoterica Radio. Or if you want to, you can also chat to me on my Instagram page, which is on under Sean M. Cohen. Okay, please do. I will try to reach, you know, get back to each of you. You can call in the show. I will be taking calls on area code 516. This is an American number, so you'll have to, if you're in the UK or outside the UK, outside the UA, I'm sorry, you'll have to dial 011-516-387-1492. If you're inside the USA, then 516 is probably Long Island. So that's area code 516-387-1492. I will not be responding to your calls until the first half hour of the show is finished. because I want to do the show. I want to talk about what I want to talk about. I want to give people, you know, the information they need to understand and know what's happening in the world of this podcast. And then, you know, a half hour in, the show's only going to be an hour every week, okay? But a half hour in, you are more than welcome to call me and let's discuss whatever's going on for you, especially childhood wounds, because that's what I want to discuss. So I think Virginia can hear me. If you're listening, and she's on the live stream on YouTube. And I didn't do a Facebook Live, but I want to know if anyone out there in Blog Talk Radio land can hear me, and it all is coming out loud and clear. Please let me know. You can chat in the chat room, which is open. I've already written something in it, okay? But other than that, let's get on with the getting on. Now, I have my little pink folder here, and it's all going to be about tonight's show. Let's see. We have the new logo, which is kind of nice, right? And it says, The Shape of My Heart, Cafe Esoterica Radio presents The Shape of My Heart, a podcast about love and healing heartbreak by Sean Margaret Cohen. And it has a little thing called Love is the Answer. Now, why did I put that there? Because love truly is the answer. But what gets in the way of love is not the answer. What gets in the way of love is really a lot. Many, 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 many people worldwide, especially children. If you've been hiding in a cave, you will not know that pedophilia is on the rise beyond. It's insane to even think about. But, you know, when Epstein Island was revealed, how shocking was that? And yet, many people who deal with people's emotional lives know that sexual abuse is all part of the package of wounded childhood experiences. Many, many children are abused by someone they know. Could be a family member, could be a neighbor, could be their piano teacher. It could be anyone. And, you know, the sick, demented idea that a child would live through something like that and it not affect them is demented. Clearly demented. You know, you cannot abuse children and expect them to grow up normal. It doesn't, A plus B does not equal F, it equals C. So, in part of the process tonight, we're going to talk about these things. Now, I just want to warn you, this is not a show for children. So, if you're tuning in as a child, please don't. This is a show for adults who want to really get down and look at what is wrong in their relationships, why their relationships don't work, or why their relationship to their self doesn't work. So maybe they're having difficulties with self-love. They're having difficulties with the opposite sex or the same sex. This is for any type of relationship, gay, straight, bi, whatever. And also relationships with our children, with our parents, with our colleagues, with our associates, with our best friends. You know, we are no man is an island, no woman is an island either. And we cannot be living alone in these crazy times. We're supposed to be alone. We're supposed to stay alone. We're supposed to stay 6 feet apart from each other. Which is a bit ridiculous. The human psyche needs contact. The human emotional self needs connection. Without connection, a baby will die. You can give birth to a baby and leave it in its crib. If you don't connect to it and you don't hug it and you don't hold it and talk to it, it doesn't matter if you feed it. It will not flourish. It will die. So what does that tell us? We've known that for 40 years. or more. So what does that tell us about what's happening right now? You know, we're not in a good place, and we need to get into a good place. So if you have children that you love and you were abused as a child, you want to make sure you're healed. You want to make sure that you're not passing on the abuse, even unconsciously, because the latest stats are, what's this, that the latest research on trauma and abuse carry 12 generations on each side, so that's 24 generations of abuse in our DNA, of trauma. I'll use the word it's trauma. It could be anything. So if you were an immigrant's child, or you were a Holocaust survivor's child, or you were a, you know, someone who was, you know, an indentured slave's child from two centuries ago, or even a slave's grandchild, you are carrying that trauma within you. That's horrible to think about, isn't it? I know I'm filled with good news tonight, but it does get better. There is hope, and that's why I'm here. I want to educate people about what happens in their emotional lives. If they don't work, you know, they don't look at it, they don't dissect it, really, analyze it, and then heal it. You can't heal anything you don't need. You can't just say, oh, you know, white light, magical thing, I'm healed. I've been a metaphysician a long time, and I can tell you that doesn't work. Most people who come to me for readings are, you know, wanting information about romance. That's 90%. And, you know, it's often the case that we go into why the romance isn't there, not necessarily that the romance is there. Now, sometimes the romance is there and it's great, and people love it and they're happy. But my focus today is why it isn't there, you know, and the reason it isn't there is because the child within, the traumatized child within, the under, the neglected child within, the abused child within, the, you know, the child whose parent was a narcissist, the child whose parent thought that the boy was more important than the girl, you know, if you were a girl in the family, the child who was the golden child, and so the rest of the children were treated like an extension of some kind, you know, like, oh, gee, they, you know, with 12, you get egg roll. You know, you're not that important to us. We want him, you know, or her. So, you know, we have very dysfunctional family systems, very. And they have evolved over many, many, many centuries, mostly to survive. But they're not healthy. And what's happening in right now is a giant reflection of it. And, you know, most families think that if the parents stay together in a marriage and there's a roof over their head, they survive, they've done well. But that's not a happy life. That's not necessarily a happy marriage or a happy relationship. And that's not necessarily the right relationship to bring children in. So how many people out there actually went to parenting classes when they thought about having children? Yeah, I did. I did. Did you? How many people read books on bringing up children before they actually had children? I did. I spent 9 months, all my years before, training that day. Not because I wanted to have a baby right away. I had my daughter at 4, but I wanted to heal my own inner wound. And some of the books that I used and some of the techniques that I used, we're going to discuss tonight, okay? So let's have a little check on who's in, who's out. I think Virginia's still here. And Virginia's saying yes. Thank you, Virginia. And let's go back to Blog Talk Radio. Hi. Hello, Sean. Good to see you again. This is Gemini Moon. Woohoo. Hello, Gemini Moon. It's so nice to see you again, too. Wow. It's been a year. Can you believe it? So it's wonderful you saw me and you're here. I'm so happy. As you can see, my podcast is different. I'm not doing Cafe Esoterica Radio. I'm doing the shape. I mean, it's through, presented through, but I'm doing the shape of my heart, all about the heart and emotion. Tonight, definitely, it is about the first thing we have to look at is childhood wounds. So I am just quick. This is only an hour long. It's short and sweet. Gets to the point. So you can hear me okay, right, Gemini Moon? You can hear me great, and that's good, and I wanted to know that. Beautiful, wonderful, fabulous. And clearly Virginia can hear me on the live stream. If you want to see me, you want to watch me, and see my face, and see me talk, go to YouTube, right? In fact, maybe I'll just send this out. Hold on a second. Maybe I can send this out. Let's see. Boy, I'm taking a chance here. Here we go. Streaming my new show live right now here on YouTube. Okay, so just got to get the little bit of, you know, people in there. Let's see if it's come up. Come on. That's it. I hope that works, right? We get more people listening. Now, what's great is it's going to be anyway on Podbean and Stitcher and so many other. I'm on everything, okay? So if you didn't catch it this time, oh, she's there. So great to see you. Hi, Gemini. Nice to see you. Okay, so let's talk about this. Right, so I used stings, a little bit of stings along the shape of the heart. I hope he doesn't mind. For educational purposes only, Mr. Sting. Because the song is so beautiful. It talks about, very much about what we're on about, you know. And also he talks in his lyrics about using the cards. You can use the cards, tarot cards. Hello, Dawn. Hi, Dawn. I see Dawn. That's great. Hi, Dawn. Dawn, one of my ex-students from and friend, my friend Dawn, is on YouTube, on Instagram Live. Thank you for tuning in. It's a bit dark on this one. You can also watch me on YouTube or Blog Radio. You've done that too. Wonderful to see you. Okay. So that's great. So we're getting people in and that's cool and everything's great. Liz, okay. Somebody's writing there. So here we go. Here we go. Hello. So I want to say, if you want to email the show, and over the next 12 weeks, I'm going up, that's our lead up to Christmas. I'm going to be doing a story every week, or a show every week, about what blocks love. So tonight it's childhood wounds, and we're going to get to that in a second. Next week I'll give you the photo so you can, if you're interested, you want to send in a story. Okay. If you want it, okay, Dawn. Thank you for tuning in. Sending love. Okay, so next week is grief, near-death experiences, and definitely about loss, okay? What happens when we lose someone? How can we love again, okay? The third week is pain and being addicted to the drama. Sometimes we're addicted to the constant flow of drama in our lives, how to get out of that. The fourth show is about hurts, abuse, and denial. Many people abuse people, they're in denial about it. Many children grow up, they're abused, they grow up as adults, and they're also in denial about it. So we're going to get out of denial, okay? We're going to start looking at how to heal, finally, the cycle of abuse, the cycle of hurt, the cycle of pain. The fifth show is about abandonment, okay? And many, many people. Hi, Julie. Oh, hi, sweet Julie. Let me just say that my lovely friend Julie is on YouTube. And a big shout out to USA Nails in Kilburn, where I got my lovely nails done yesterday. And all the people in there are wonderful, especially Julie, who is a wonderful soul. I love her to bits, actually. I feel very close to her. Hi, Julie. Love you, too. Big kiss. And thank you. There's your shout out. Go to Kilburn USA Nails in London on Belsize Road and say Sean sent you. Okay? So positive experiences number six is from suffering. So what comes from suffering? What comes from suffering? A lot comes from suffering, actually. And many people don't realize that. They don't realize that what we're learning here while these processes are going on, it's not just about blatant abuse or power or control. I mean, that's all within that, that is. But it's really about the lesson. And we're going to get to the spiritual, sort of the spiritual aha about the whole thing, and how you can release yourself from the cycle of these things happening again and again and again, because they do. They happen again and again and again until you recognize that you are the master of destiny, not your abuse, not your childhood. And definitely not what your parents thought of you. You. When you're back in control of your life and you're making the right choices, you're going to find happier relationships. And that's the whole point of the 12 weeks. So please stay with me, okay? Please come back every week and learn the lessons of divorce, loneliness, basically bad relationships, how to heal. Eighth one is education and upbringing. What is your upbringing? Economical, the way you get educated or didn't get educated, how do these things affect who you were involved with later in life? And they do. 10, we get to the beautiful stories about love, and love is the answer. We're going to talk about the positive outcome, how people's lives have changed, hopefully by week 10 or week 9. Week 9 here. And so if you have stories and you want me to put them on the air, and you're to talk about them, please send them to, now here's the big story here. I'm going to give it to you. This is my new, some of you know my email address, okay, but the new one is The Shape. I'm writing it in the Shape of My Heart. Oops, do it right. By Sean M. and Margaret Cohen at gmail.com. Now, if you send me that, right? If you send me that, so again, The Shape of My Heart by Sean M. Cohen at gmail.com. You want to be on the show. I'm not going to put guests on. This is not a guest show like we had the last 3 years. This is a let's talk about your problem show and let's try and get them healed. And also, it will take more than a half hour to get you healed. You know, this is a process that's going to happen over 30 minutes. In the 30 minutes we come in, and then the next 30 minutes is me, hopefully, I'll keep calling in, and taking and walking through processes. And you're going to learn just by listening. So if you want healthy, happy relationships, this is the place for you for the next 12 weeks. And this will take us straight to Christmas. Our last show is New Year's Eve. So I want you to join me, please. And, you know, come on in. The water's fine. Have a cup of tea or coffee or whatever you fancy. And put this on every Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m., 2 p.m. in the afternoon, 11 a.m. in California. Okay, and all points of it, that's why I came back to it. And I also have, and let me just say this, I have a Facebook group for Cafe Esoterica Radio. I've had it since we started the show 3 years ago, and it's now 4 years ago, and I would love you to join it. If you're not in there, you should be in there. Just go to Facebook and put in the search Cafe Esoterica Radio, and you know, ask to join. I vet people. Not everyone can come in. I don't want people in there causing trouble. It's really just our special place where we can come and share spiritual upliftment and fun, and also talk about things that are going on, talk about our emotions, talk about things that count. Okay, so that's all the admin stuff, and let's go to why am I doing this? I told you in the beginning that I had a slight heart problem. And what happened for me in that moment is I had what I would call a wake-up call. Why this happened to me? Not just that I had a bad aneurysm. Not aneurysm. Sorry, take that back. A bad EEG. Okay. But relationships. Why are the people, the three people I love the most, being mean to me? What the hell is this about? And then I had a couple more betrayals that happened after that. They'll be discussed during these next 12 weeks, but I then had to look at myself and say, what is it about my story, that people find it so easy to hurt me? What is that about? Then my mother died last year, and I was very close to my mother for many years. But I started to understand something about her I never saw before. And I started to read about narcissistic parents. First, I started watching YouTube videos about it. Slowly but surely, the penny began to drop. And I started to understand something that I never knew before. I mean, I heard the word narcissist. Many of us know it's on the rise, and there's tons of it about. But I see my father as a narcissist. He was a very strong, domineering man, a Taurus. Everything was money, and he didn't really give a crap about your feelings, and he certainly didn't give a crap about mine. But he only gave a crap about my older brother. That was it. Out of five children, I have a half sister. It was his daughter before he married my mom. And he definitely made me feel that being a woman or being a girl was the second class citizen in the house. You care for the other children, including the oldest daughter, and basically leave me alone. Now, that's not exactly a healthy way to grow up. This was the 60s. I was born in 1956, so women were not liberated. Okay. And but rock and roll hit. Elvis hit in 56. So, you know, there was hope. Once there was a revolution of rock and roll, there came other revolutions, like women's lib, gay rights, human rights of all kinds. You know, and the social reform to bring up consciousness and awaken people to who they really are. So I'm on the other end of that now, you know. And so I had that sort of both types. I had this domineering, you know, father who was really quite a rageful. You didn't know the bad side of him. And yet in front of his friends would act like the best father in the world. So how's that for, you know, that's very mind screwing for a child to grow up in. Then my mother, God bless her, she was the martyr of all martyrs. You know, she grew up from very poor immigrants. As did my father. They both were poor immigrants, children. And my mother was the oldest in her family, and she was a very pretty woman and very talented woman. The message was, you know, not good enough somehow. And, you know, because of that, she really poisoned a lot of her own opportunities with that. She was never really confident, even though she blagged that she was. And she was an actress and a dancer and a choreographer. And I often talk about her. People know me that know my, you know, my mother. So you can imagine my shock, right? When I started to realize, watching all these things, I had not a grandiose narc as a father, but I had a covert narc as a mother. Like, my God, and here's me, the empath, you know, the empath in the family, the one and only child who was highly sensitive, highly gifted, told at the moment of birth that she was going to be psychic because her grandmother was psychic. And she heard a baby cry 1,500 miles away. She actually psychically tuned into my birth. And when I was born with the call, which is encased in the amniotic fluid, you know, my grandmother told my father that means, because my father mentioned it, so he was bored by it, she had this thing around her. And my grandmother, God bless her, said, well, she's been inside. Because my grandmother was into all that, and she was very like herself, so I'm more like my grandmother. Now, you grow up, you hate your parents, as my parents did. They hated their parents. So the child who reflects the parent you hate, that's what's going to happen to her. So, you know, my childhood was very abusive. People don't realize, I don't talk about it. I never talk about it. I would never talk about it on air like this. But I thought it's really important to tell the truth and to understand who people are and whether they are the way they are. When my two best friends betrayed me, and my daughter also gave me a really hard time that time, I was shocked. I thought, well, I should just jump off the bridge. I mean, what the hell, what, you know? And then I thought, you know what? I'm going to heal myself. I'm going to make sure that everyone in my life is there because they want to be there, because they care not only about me, they care about themselves. They're a good inspiration for me to be around. That they also value me as a person. The thing is that sometimes old friends you grow up with, when you change and you develop and you become the other person that you're supposed to be, the person you were when you were 16 or 14 or 12 or 10 or 8, you know, they don't value you. You were supposed to be in their head one way, and yet you're the other way, right? So let's talk about everything that can get in the way of love in your life. And I've mentioned quite a few already. We have bad parenting. We have narcissistic parenting. We have childhood wounds. If you were told that you weren't valued as who you are, I wasn't valued as a girl. I was only valued for the services I could render. You know, I was not valued as an individual. I was only valued as the eldest daughter. I have a sister, so you're younger than me. I can tell you she wasn't valued at all, you know. I had more than her, really. And so I want to talk about how do you get value? How do you value yourself? Okay? When you're the child of a narcissist, okay, I'd like to read something to you. I'd like to read something to you. So I printed this out, and if you're on my YouTube channel, you can see this. And this is called, and I'll show it here on Instagram, right? And it's called 8 Toxic Ways Narcissistic Mothers Emotionally Abuse Their Children. And I'm not going to read it all, but let's start out this way. Our mothers are the foundation of our first attachment to the world. As infants, we learn for example, how to bond with others. We derive our initial sense of our self-worth from how she cares for us, nurtures us, and shields us from harm. A mother's capacity to provide us with a healthy attachment, to tune into our emotions, validate our pain, and meet our basic needs has a fundamental impact on our development, attachment styles, and emotional regulation. When this initial attachment is tarnished by psychological violence, it can leave scars that can take a lifetime to heal. Emotional and verbal abuse by a parent can hinder our learning, memory, decision-making, and impulse control in adulthood. It can also heighten our risk for anxiety, suicidal ideation, and depression. Abusive narcissistic mother sets up her daughter's son for inevitable danger, which is the nature of her disorder. And it is a disorder. Okay. Her insatiable need for control, excessive sense of entitlement, stunning lack of empathy, tendencies towards interpersonal exploitation. expectation and constant need for attention overrides the welfare of her children. Now, usually the mother would fight to the death to protect her children. In this case, the mother puts herself first and doesn't care what happens to children. Not only does the narcissistic mother fail to protect us early on from the terrors of the outside world, she becomes the source of our terror. Rather than affection, we are exposed to unhealthy enmeshment, chronic rage, and egregious boundary breaking. Narcissistic parenting distorts our self-perception. Instead of being given the building blocks of a healthy self-esteem, we internalize a nagging inner critic, a perpetual sense of self-doubt. Now, these are all quotes taken in this article, which you can see the whole article, and I'll give you the link for it. It's on the show link, which I put in there, but it's on Psych Central. So, PSIH Central, and they have a blog in there, okay? The link is on my show. If you go to Blog Talk Radio, the advertisement for the show, it's at the bottom, okay? And then it goes on, right? Narcissistic mother's erratic shift in emotions, her ever conditional love. So love is not unconditional, it's conditional. I'll only love you if. I'll only love you when. I'll only love you, on my rules, my way. Right? Her constant shaming tactics and her ruthless comparisons terrorize us, creating a persistent sense of anxiety where safety and security should be. What toxic parents all have in common is their inability to provide their children with a safe, nurturing, and loving environment. If they are narcissistically abusive, they are without empathy and sometimes even conscious. The type of ruthless behavior has a damaging impact on our early development as well as the way we navigate the world as adults. So these are 8 ways. And we're going to run out of time because this subject is so vast. But I'm just going to name them, okay? And then we're going to talk about what to do about them. And any childhood, okay? So number one, and again, as I said, get this article. Read it. It's fabulous. It's definitely worth it. It's psychcentral.com/covering-2018-09/narcissistic-parents. Really shames her children. Shaming is a tactic the narcissistic mother uses to ensure that her children never develop a stable sense of identity or self-esteem. To ensure that they never grow into enough outside of seeking her validation or approval. She shames her children for not accomplishing enough academically, socially, professionally, and personally. She shames them for their choice of career, partner, friends, lifestyle, their manner of dress, their personalities, their preferences. All of these come under the scrutiny of the narcissistic mother. She shames her children by acting with any sense of agency because it threatens her sense of control and power. By doing so, she instills in them a sense of never being good enough, no matter what they achieve. Now, if this was your parent, you'll never feel good enough. You'll never feel that you deserve a good life. You will never feel that you are part of the human race, because the shaming is always there's something wrong with the message. And also, can I just add, that some people discipline their children by shaming them. That's how they do it. Like, you know, telling them off or telling them that they're a piece of garbage, telling them in varying ways, you know, you don't have to punish your child by shaming him or her. All you have to do is have a cool head and talk to them about what it really would like it to do. You would like it not to steal. You would like it not to punch its brother. You would like it not to, you know, want. You would like it to be polite. You don't have to shame it, right? So number two, she sets up boundaries among her children as well as her peers. Now, I got this all the time. My older brother was king. My older brother was an older child. Me and my sister were no man's land. Literally, no man's land. Like any narcissist, the narcissist's mother engages in triangulation. And that means that manufacturing triangles among her children and even their peers. So and this has happened in my friendship. So two of my friends that I grew up with, they start triangulating me, like I'm the problem. I live 3,000 miles away. I rarely see them. I was just home a couple months before with my mother's death. At the funeral, and one of my friends came, and the next thing you know, I'm on the outs. And she didn't want to tell me that she was sick, that she had a problem. But when did I hear about it? When I was hooked up to a heart machine in the hospital from my other friend. That's triangulation. And, that's when I had to rethink who these people are in my life, what are they doing there, why am I allowing them to be there? Why am I because the child is important. That's the answer. So if you have bad relationships in your life, it's not because you're a magnet for bad relationships. It's because your inner child isn't healed. Your inner child, like attracts like, will attract other people who have damaged inner child. So the inner child is the part of us that now grows up, the part of us that is the child within. In psychology, there are lots of inner child. Some of them are magical children, the one that is delights in everything awesome and magical. There's the one that is the loving inner child, so we love from our inner child. If our inner child is healed, we attract damaged people. And that means like attracts like. So you have in the world the magnet, the great law of attraction. So if I'm damaged within, and I will attract friends who are damaged within, I will attract lovers who are damaged within, I will attract colleagues who are damaged within. And if I don't get that healed, right, then it just perpetuates all the time. It never goes away. It never gets better. The pieces change, but the outcome is always the same. If, and there, if work on yourself, you do inner work, therapy, you heal the inner child, you bring up the inner child, you bask in the love of this inner child, you devote yourself to healing this inner child, you will find that your outside experiences will change. The first thing you can do, and we have 10 minutes before the show's over, it's just so quick, but here we go. The first thing you can do is you can get a notebook, okay? I have a notebook here. And this is one that I gave to my daughter when she was younger, and she never used it, so I'm using it. I'm borrowing it because it's completely empty. I hope she doesn't mind. I left it behind, so I'm sure she doesn't care. But this is all about a place for me to write my relationship issues down that I don't like, a place for me to check in with my inner child. How are you doing today, inner child? And you can that little Julie, little Sean, little Virginia, whoever is watching, right? And the other thing you can do, and there are many, 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 many good books. First, I want to mention The Drama of Being a Child by Alice Walker. Alice Miller, right? This is a very well-known and documented book on what children really go through. And I tell you, this is an old book, and a lot of my clients and my colleagues have read this. This is the Starling Insights into Child Development gained by psychoanalyst Dr. Alice Miller in 20 years of practice are shared with us in The Drama of Being a Child. And this is all about what children really go through and how horrifying and scary and sometimes terrifying being with your parents can be. She talks about everything in here, everything, narcissistic parents, what to do, how to heal it, how children, you know, grow up so damaged because they're not loved properly. Sometimes they're not loved at all. The other thing I would like to mention while we're here looking at books is this very, very, very beautiful and powerful book called Recovery of Your Inner Child. And the name of the author is Lucia Capitone, PhD, author of The Power of Your Hand. And this is all about healing the child within. And I tell you, for what this book cost me, £10. And the stuff that's in it is amazing, okay? I've had these on my shelf for many, many years, used them with clients, and it's just chapter one. Look at it, if you can. I'm showing it to my Instagram as well as my YouTube, right? And it says, a little child shall lead them. That's taken from the Bible. Inside every adult, there is a child crying, let me out. So we can love and honor and explore in depth the little child within and meet the inner child's need, which is the anger that it has for not being loved and not being seen and not being wanted as it is, okay? And then working with that anger to help it and invoking the protective parent within us so that we re-nurture, reparent, love that inner child completely, right? And learning to accept that we're not perfect, that we're never going to be perfect, okay? And grieve the childhood maybe we should have had and the childhood that would have been great that we never got. I think it's very important to grieve that childhood and let it go and know that what was the reason you went through that childhood. For me, this is another great book that I bought when my daughter was little, right? And it's called, such a great subject, thank you. You're welcome, Gemini Moon. Things Will Be Different for My Daughter, A Practical Guide to Building Her Self-Esteem and Self-Reliance. And it's for From Infancy Through the Teen Years by Mindy Bingham and Sandy Stryker. Now, these books, I'm just showing them on this screen here and also for my Instagram. These are beautiful, practical books, well worth, if you've got a daughter, please get this book and please do the inner work in it, okay? We can't possibly do this in an hour, but I can give you hints and techniques. I also want to talk about, here's a couple other things, emotional healing through homeopathy. Homeopathy is well understood to heal, and just because the American Medical Association loves that big pharma pill shoved down everyone's mouth doesn't mean that it doesn't work. Okay, so please, I've been a nurse, I know holistic medicine, and homeopathy does work. And homeopathy for emotional healing, this book is by Rima Hanley, but there are many out there. Go to your local homeopath, support homeopathic and alternative medicine. And there's here for childhood, you know, suffering in childhood and any baggage that comes with that, insecurity, doubt, not trusting yourself, fear of connection, fear of intimacy. Homeopathy is really great for that. And finally, because again, I can't believe there's only 5 minutes left. I love Chuck Spisano. I absolutely have done a lot of his workshops, and Chuck has two great books on the subject. One is called Wholeheartedness, Healing Our Heartbreaks, Dr. Chuck Spisano. And the other I use with my clients all the time, If It Hurts, It Isn't Love. Beautiful book to just open to a page and read. Right, now, let's just see if there's any calls. I don't think there is, but let's just see. We're running out of time. No. No, there isn't. Okay, so for next week, 4 minutes left. I can't believe it went so fast. Thank you, everyone who came and joined me today. This article, if you want it, send me an email, and I will send you a link to it if you can't find it. Remember, email is the Shape of My Heart by Shawn, spelled S-H-A-W-N, M as in Margaret, right, but just the initial, Cohen at gmail.com. Also, Chuck Spisano, you can get his books at www.chuckandlenciespisano.com or psychologyvision.com, which also has a free healing the heart workshop, which begins, I think, October 29th, today, and another on November 11th. So please check out Chuck's, I'll just put his link in the chat box here. And I hope you'll come back and join me. I'll have to do that in a minute. Let me just finish up the show. For next week's great show on healing the heart. Do you feel a little healed, a little more informed? Do you feel like, wow, that's powerful stuff, and I want to do more of that? You can work with me one-on-one if you want to. And that's another thing, you can email me. I'm on Facebook under Sean Margaret Cohen. I'm on Twitter, psychic at Psychic Sean. And now I'm on, live on Instagram, which is great. So next week, folks, we're going to do grief. Now, you know this is one of my big subjects because I'm a medium, and I had two boyfriends who died. God bless them both. Actually, now it's three. There's another boyfriend I had when I was young, 22. He also just passed in April. And that was another reason I wanted to do the show, because I just think 90 seconds, we're going. Anyway, I hope it's been good. I'm going to read us out with this wonderful little book here, which is called When I Love Myself. And it's by Kim McMillan. Open to a page. When I love myself, I started picking up litter on the street. One more for all us. I quit answering the telephone when I don't want to talk. And that's it. We're going to go out now. When I love myself enough, I stop fearing empty time and quit making plans. Now I do what feels right and in step with my own rhythm. Amen to that. Okay, everyone. Thank you for coming to the show. YouTube, hang on. I'm going to log out of Blog Talk Radio. And that's it. We're out. 37 seconds. Where's my music? Thank you, everyone, on Blog Talk Radio. Please come back next week, same time, same place, and we'll see you then. And thank you for coming in. I'm trying to find my music there. Okay. It's just going to go out without music, I think. It's out. Okay, I'm ending the episode here. Thank you for coming.